Captain's log, stardate 104.7. Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Use my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me. You're out of your mind.
Prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No! I can't! It's painless and quick.
Ah! Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Ah! Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Ah! Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain.
Keep your fucking hands off. Just keep away, you green-blooded half-breed.
Scotty, no, wait.
Are you all right, Captain?
It's all right. I'm just a little busy. I have to take him back. Inside myself. I can't survive without him. I don't want to take him back. He's like an animal. A thoughtless, brutal animal.
Hey, let me give you a hand.
Thing can go anywhere.
You've not yet explained the nature of this thing.
She's a projectile at 1-9.
Get below. Take command.
Aye, sir. You're a beauty.
I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak.
I'll be glad when this is over.
I am substantial. You are not imagining this.
What are we doing to each other?
Fascinating. The result of stress.
We've been under stress before.
This is impossible. I'm a Vulcan.
What can you expect from a simpering, devil-eared freak
whose father was a computer and his mother an encyclopedia?
And behaving disgracefully. I have eaten animal flesh and I've enjoyed it.
Believe me, Mr. Spock. It was painful. In more ways than one.
I can.
Captain's log supplement.
I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see. Thank you, Mr. Spock. From both of us.